Black and Latino students are finding their schools more and more segregated, according to a report from the Civil Rights Project at Harvard University. The report says many districts that integrated after the Supreme Court's Brown v. Board of Education ruling in 1954 are resegregating. Hundreds of school districts implemented desegregation plans, at first mostly in the South. It's now almost 50 years since the Supreme Court decision, and for more than a decade, courts have been terminating desegregation plans. Angelo Anchetta is director of legal and policy advocacy programs for the Civil Rights Project at Harvard University. He joins us from Cambridge, Massachusetts. How many school districts did you analyze, and what were your findings?
Well, the report looked at 239 school districts which had enrollments of at least 25,000 students and compared data from the mid-80s with current data from 2000-2001. We found a number of different trends, patterns of resegregation all throughout the country, particularly in the South, where efforts to desegregate the schools really were the most widely adopted during the 1960s and 70s and early 1980s, and we're seeing a reversal of those trends to desegregate the schools.
I gather that one of the findings was that despite that the proportion of minorities in public school enrollment over the last 15 years has grown, in a large number of the districts, 53 of the 185 districts, whites were becoming more isolated from blacks. How does that work?
Well, there's a number of different things going on, and it's obviously hard to try to look at really general patterns because we're dealing with so many districts. So there's some challenges in trying to just really say exactly what's going on. But I think we can look at some basic trends. I think when we're looking at isolation of whites from blacks, we are dealing, of course, with long-standing problems of, say, white flight. We're looking at greater entry of white students into the private school system. Suburbs are becoming, as they have been for many years, becoming the primary residence for large numbers of whites and white students. So you tend to see less exposure of whites to blacks in areas where you're looking at suburbs and away from the lower income inner cities.
Where are we now as far as the courts and segregation?
Well, I think the good news is that Brown versus Board of Education still is good law, I think. Unfortunately, what we're seeing, and we're continuing to see this trend among the federal courts, and particularly among the Supreme Court, is some considerable retrenchment on the use of race in an affirmative way. More doors are getting closed month by month, and I think that's an unfortunate trend, and I'm not that optimistic about how the U.S. Supreme Court is going to deal with it.
Well, I find myself very confused by this. You know, if Brown is good law, but you say in the report that courts are basically terminating desegregation orders and, in fact, sometimes terminating them even when the communities want them to continue, what does that mean?
Well, I think some of that stems from how really broadly and how truly we want to interpret the mandates of Brown versus Board of Education. I think that's a fundamental question that the courts and the public generally are struggling with. Brown itself said that separate is not equal. Clearly, we can't have school districts mandating separate schools based on race. That's clearly illegal. Brown stands for that, no question. Now, what's the integration ideal, however? What does it mean to consider race in a positive way, in a voluntary way? Those are the questions that we're grappling over. And the courts, unfortunately, as is the public, is very often torn between some very basic ideals. What kind of society do we, in fact, want? What is, at the most basic level, the integration ideal? And I think, unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of different value differences so that everyone can agree that segregated schools are not a good thing, but the other side of that is, what does integration mean? And I don't think we've come up with a very good set of answers. And certainly the courts have not been receptive to policies that are seeking a strong integration ideal.
Angela Anchetta is Director of Legal and Policy Advocacy Programs for the Civil Rights Project at Harvard University. He spoke with us from Cambridge, Massachusetts.